recapping AEA 2010. A down economy, but an exciting show nonetheless. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. I'm sitting here right now on the back porch of Aero News Network World Headquarters with Jim Campbell, CEO and Editor-in-Chief of Aero News Network. We've just wrapped up coverage of the Aircraft Electronics Association's 53rd Annual International Convention and Trade Show in Kissimmee, Florida, south of Orlando. And before I fly out of Florida and back home, I wanted to talk to Jim about his observations, because he got a little bit more chance than I did to look in detail at some of what the vendors had brought to the show. Jim, thanks for taking a few minutes out for our listeners today.
Always a pleasure, Paul. To make a long story short, this was quite a year for the avionics industry, both from a standpoint of the fact that they survived 2009 and the more pleasant fact that 2010 is looking pretty darn good.
Well, let's talk about some specifics. There were some things that if our listeners, readers, viewers took advantage of our live video streaming, they may have learned a little bit about, especially during the new product demonstrations. But let's talk about some of these products and your take on what they will mean to the industry. Let's start with PS Engineering's debut of the PMA-8000BT. Some people kind of scratched their heads and didn't know really what this will mean, how significant it will be, and you seem to have a pretty fair idea that it would be meaningful to a lot of people.
Well, ultimately, this is the most convenient accessory we've seen in quite a long time. From a standpoint of its overall practicality, who knows? For the busy person who's got to multitask a number of functions, the ability to interface with a number of Bluetooth devices, is really quite extraordinary. The fun part was, as I walked up to Mark's display at AEA Central, pulled out my iPhone, matched it up, was able to pull my music off of there. But at the same time, while we were listening to the music off my iPod through his intercom system using the PMA-8000BT, he made a call to me, and I was able to take the call. For those of us who have been sitting, waiting to get clearance or trying to get things done, taxiing out, last-minute stuff, or for that matter, are on the ground and trying to get a couple of things arranged ahead of time, is my rental car ready? Is the office set up? Is this happening, that happening? Or in some cases, the easiest thing to do to get a, say, the ATIS at a location down the road, which obviously is way out of the way when you're sitting on the ground someplace else. I mean, the uses are myriad. They're outstanding. And, of course, this is built on the PMA-8000, which already was an outstanding audio panel. We have one in our Cirrus. And, you know, the only way you're getting it back from me is the cold, dead heads comment. I'm in love with the thing. It's the best we've ever run.
Avidyne released Integra 9.1, which at first looked like an incremental upgrade, but it does a couple of things that are remarkable, particularly the FMS preview function. Describe as a Cirrus and Avidyne flyer what that means to you.
Well, first of all, 9.1 isn't quite done yet. It's technically done from a standpoint of their engineering. They're just waiting for certification. That's a matter of days away. And boy, I can't wait. I'm on 9.02 something right now, 9.02. FMS preview is one of a number of functions that's in 9.1. There's a number of stability issues, so forth and so on, although we have never had a glitch with this thing overall. But it's just the things that they do to, you know, make things more stable as time goes on. But 9.1 is the ability to pull in, okay, say you're setting up an approach, you plug in procedure approach, and then you run through the approaches and the intersections you use. It splits the screen. You see the map on one side, the options on the other, and you can take a look versus your course line, the magenta line, and everything else, and see what that approach is going to look like compared to where you are, what the course line is, and visualize what's to come. In busy airspace, busy circumstances, it provides yet one more tremendously comprehensible, easy way to say, yeah, that's the way to do it. The remarkable thing about R9 from day one has not been that it does anything better or more than anybody else. It does it just so much easier, more comprehensively, and most important, methodically in line with how pilots fly airplanes.
We'll be back in a moment to talk about more of what we saw at AEA 2010 with Jim Campbell. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin, in the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Paul Plack here with ANN CEO and Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell. We're talking about reflections on AEA 2010 in Orlando, which is wrapped up a couple days ago. Jim, one of the things I was kind of surprised in a way to see was Mid-Continent Instruments had a backup power supply system based on lithium battery technology. And I know that a broad brush has been used to paint all lithium battery technologies in kind of an evil light, especially as regards putting them aboard aircraft. But the lithium phosphate battery technology, they appear to have gotten it to the point where everybody, including the FAA, is happy with it.
Well, first of all, what they're looking for is something that's powerful, light, easy to maintain, easy to be able to monitor its overall health. Mid-Continent has a strong background in all kinds of backups. They've got the emergency AI with a battery backup in it that has made a lot of friends, especially for those of us who have lost vacuum pumps in the soup. Mm-hmm. You know, days like we don't ever want to repeat. So when they went after a backup system, they were looking for a good, solid, lightweight, affordable, and reliable system, and they got it.
Let's talk about some of the other things we saw there as well. You spent some time over at Universal's booth. Tell us what their innovation is.
Well, they've got their own AHARS now. Well, they've been looking at the – I mean, they're doing some amazing display work. They have displays in countless aircraft and some very seriously good-sized airplanes. They're on their way to being able to build a whole flight deck. But let's face it, the flight deck is going to run on the intelligence that drives it, and the intelligence that drives it is an AHARS. They've got themselves a nice, compact, well-engineered unit that they expect is going to be the cornerstone of what they build from here on out. Universal has a lot of real-world talents from hard installations in a variety of aircraft all over the world. These are folks who have a tremendous amount to bring to the industry. When they bring an AHARS, they know what they're looking for. They know what people break. They know what people mess up. I'm betting this is going to be quite the unit.
Aspen Avionics made it a point to mention in their discussions with us during the Aero TV live stream that they are and view themselves as a retrofit avionics company. With that focus in mind, their new product was perfectly in line with expectations and really is going to be a slick solution.
It's beyond a slick solution. It adds so much redundancy to the cockpit. And to keep in mind that this is just one of actually several revolutionary additions to what they've been doing, although they are an evolutionary company overall. But their backup system is not just a backup AI. It's a backup HSI. It can take GPS data. It can drive an autopilot. It is a self-contained EFIS, AHARS, you name it. We were joking the other day that the three gauges that are across the bolster in the Cirrus, the backup gauges, we can put one of those in, replace all those three, gives me three AHARS in the airplane. And boy, I tell you, if you lose three AHARS, the chute should pop itself. You're having a bad day.
Yes. That was remarkable to see what they have done with the their mainline PFD technology just turned into a landscape orientation. What else did you see at the show before we close here that you really were kind of surprised by or intrigued by?
Real quick, let me add also that Aspen got their synthetic vision solution on display, charts, a number of other things, and an engine monitoring system will be available shortly on one of their MFDs. So they are putting 5 pounds in a 2-pound bag. We spent some time with the Flight Display Systems, who are not only putting together wonderful cockpit management and cabin management and display systems, they're doing it at prices that are half some of their competition, and you got to like that. Plus, these guys do a lot of installations. They know exactly what they're doing. We were pretty stoked by that.
In terms of the AeroNews Expedition, this was kind of a leap for AeroNews to do our first video, live video streaming. I was amazed kind of at just how little went wrong, frankly.
Well, this wasn't a leap. This was pole vaulting with rocket fuel. I mean, this was throwing caution to the wind and, you know, strapping on your chute and hoping you didn't have to use it. We not only live casted 4 events in 3 days, but 3 of those events were drastically different from each other. We did the new product introduction, which was 20-plus different presentations in 2 separate conjoined sessions. Very difficult, lots of graphics, lots of everything, an incredible networking nightmare. We did the administrator's speech plus 2 major panel sessions and another. And then we did 2 live shows from the floor, one on new products and one on AEA's mission. This was the perfect place to do it. First of all, we needed tremendous innate support from the organization we partnered with, and we got it from some of the best professionals in the business. Paula Dirks, AEA, those troops are beyond the pale. Out of all the management groups we work with at associations, these are some of the very best, and certainly, in my mind, top 3. Very, very good people. But it was an exciting, interesting, intricate, complex place to try a lot of new technologies. You're going to see a lot more of this. We're not going to do live for live's sakes. We're going to do live when live really brings something to the mix. But I have to tell you, we had a crew down there, a good-sized crew. I was telling my people before, the best compliment I can give to anybody, whether it be the worker bee or the leaders, is that the team did well. And I think the toast that night when we celebrated was to the crew, because the crew came through. And they did a magnificent job. And of all the things I saw at AEA, I am proud to tell you that in no uncertain terms, I will put my people up against anybody, anywhere. They are, and showed themselves to be, in front of God and everybody, the very best. And if you want to see the result, aero-news.net/live will bring you to the on-demand archives for all 4 events from AEA 2010.
Find out more about the Aircraft Electronics Association at www.aea.net. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and Editor-in-Chief. You can find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. You've been listening to a special feature from AeroNews. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.